NATO beefs up its defenses. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. As the Russian invasion of Ukraine enters its second month, President Biden says NATO ministers have agreed on three key moves.
To support Ukraine with military and humanitarian assistance. Second was to impose the most significant sanctions, economic sanction regime ever, in order to cripple Putin's economy and punish him for his actions. Third was to fortify the eastern flank.
The president also announced the U.S. will contribute $1 billion to aid Ukrainian refugees and will welcome 100,000 of them to the States. Later this morning, the president leaves Brussels bound for Poland. In Ukraine, no let-up in the fighting.
There have been developments which would appear to bode well for Ukrainian forces. They are absolutely pushing back the Russians in some places. Some of the most intense fighting still in the southern port city of Mariupol. Heavy shelling continuing in the capital of Kyiv, but according to the Pentagon, a Ukrainian counteroffensive has been successful, pushing Russian troops farther from Kyiv.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt in western Ukraine. Difficult poll numbers for President Biden. A new Fox News poll finds a majority of Americans believe inflation is not at all under control. Two-thirds disapprove of how the president is handling inflation. 53% say they believe the Biden administration has made the economy worse, not better. The president's approval rating at 45%. A federal judge says a new law in Virginia that gives parents the final say over whether their kids wear masks in schools does not block parents of children with medical issues from seeking a reasonable accommodation that could include mask mandates. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
An effort is underway to keep a sitting congressional representative from running for re-election.
They don't want voters to even have the option to re-elect Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. A group in Georgia says she helped facilitate the U.S. Capitol riot that disrupted Congress from certifying President Joe Biden's election victory. The challenge was filed Thursday with the Georgia Secretary of State's office and is being brought by a group of registered voters in Greene's congressional district. The complaint claims she is ineligible under the 14th Amendment. Greene has forcefully rejected the challenge in an email statement and says she opposes all forms of political violence. Tom Graham, Fox News.
The Biden administration has told Dr. Mehmet Oz and Herschel Walker, a doctor and an athlete, to resign from the President's Council on Sports, Fitness, and Nutrition. Both were appointed by President Trump. Both are Republicans running for the Senate. Dr. Oz telling Fox's Hannity it's purely political.
When we're senators, and we will both be senators one day, I believe, we're going to investigate politically motivated firings. We want to introduce legislation to block politically driven malice. I mean, it makes no legal sense that you would take us off the panel. They're making up excuses like the Hatch Act, but we are both unpaid volunteers.
Both men say they'll force the administration to fire them. State lawmakers in Utah will try Friday to override the governor's veto of legislation that would ban transgender athletes from playing on women's sports teams in the state. A second insider who's already pled guilty in a plot to kidnap Michigan's Governor Gretchen Whitmer, says the group was prepared to use a grenade launcher and a machine gun to fight security officers at the governor's vacation home. Caleb Franks told a jury a leader in that group believed that Governor Whitmer's COVID-19 restrictions were tyrannical and that the U.S. Constitution gave the men the right to strike back against her. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.